USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state. A tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free! 100% free! All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Crossing more borders, the new coronavirus hit a milestone, infecting more than 100,000 people worldwide as it goes deeper into the daily lives of millions, infecting the powerful and the unprotected poor and the vast masses in between. The virus, which killed more than 3,400 people and emerged in more than 90 countries, is now edging into the United States and even breached the halls of the Vatican. As financial markets dived again, repercussions from the virus also rattles livelihoods in the real global economy. At the White House, President Donald Trump signed an $8.3 billion bill to fight the coronavirus a day after Italy said it would double its own spending to 7.5 billion euros. And in the stock market, the S&P 500 fell 1.7%, but actually rose 0.6% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 256.50, and the NASDAQ fell 162 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February, John Clements reports.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February.
I'm John Clemens.
Like clockwork, this is the weekend that daylight savings time strikes. Watch for it at 2 a.m. local time Sunday in most of the United States. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, usually before you go to bed on Saturday night, to avoid being late for Sunday morning activities. With the annual change, sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning. No time change observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And standard time returns on November 1st. A poll last year by the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research found that 7 in 10 Americans preferred not to switch back and forth to mark daylight savings time, but there's been no agreement on which time clocks to follow. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.